From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the United States welcomes the release of 10 of its sailors. The release came Wednesday, a day after two boats and their crews entered Iranian waters and were detained. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said resolution of the incident was a success for diplomacy.
I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control.
American authorities are still unsure of the circumstances surrounding the crew's detention. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday 200 U.S. Special Operations Forces have arrived in Iraq. The U.S. forces are there to bolster Iraqi forces fighting to retake areas controlled by the Islamic State group. The U.S. defense chief made the announcement at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, speaking to soldiers who will soon deploy to Iraq. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been arrested in connection with the recent suicide bombing that killed 10 German tourists and wounded 15 others. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said police arrested four more suspects Wednesday, adding that Islamic State links to the attack had been confirmed. Meanwhile, Germany's interior minister traveled to Istanbul after the attack and told reporters there is no sign that Germans were specifically targeted. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday. Officials say the early morning attack occurred at a mosque in Kuyape, a village near the border with Nigeria. There has been no official claim of responsibility. This is VOA News.